And welcome back to JR Morning. TGL, tomorrow's Golf League, will be entering its third season, and we'll have a new participant. The Motor City Golf League will be part of the excitement that takes place down at SoFi Stadium in Florida. It's televised nationally on ESPN, and two of the principals of that great team right here from Motor City, Detroit, Michael and Peter Hamp, join us now. And big unveiling of the logo. We got the logo. Now we got to get the players, guys. Peter, exciting day for Detroit, for the Motor City Golf Club.
Yeah, thanks, yeah, Mark.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll go ahead, Peter,
talk about the unveiling of the logo. We'll start there. The marks of the Motor City Golf Club.
Yeah, well, we're really excited to unveil. Last week, we it's been a long process to get here. We announced last May that we'd won the bid for the seventh expansion franchise to TGL, and really since then we've been working hard with our brand agency to create a logo that we felt really feels authentic to Detroit and kind of aligned with the other great sports franchises in this city. And we're really excited with how it came out. It one of the things we wanted to have was that it was blue, like our other a lot of the other we're big Michigan fans. We're both from Ann Arbor. Obviously, we're Lions fans and Pistons, and so leaning into that color and into some of the just kind of brand heritage of Detroit. Around things like speed, automotive design. All that, which we think really come through with the checkered design on the logo, and on our monogram with the sort of mid-century modern design to it, and we're really excited with how it came out. It's been a great reaction to it locally over the last week.
And I guess the race fan that Jim Farley is, he probably enjoyed the logo when it came out. Michael, connecting this team to the city of Detroit is an important component for you and for the team. You spoke at Midnight Golf, College Career and Beyond, and that was part of the pathway of the value that this club, the Motor City Golf Club, has to the city of Detroit in that announcement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Mark. I think we need to – that connecting with the community and building our fan base is really mission one. We are a – we represent Detroit. We take that – very seriously. The one of the things we talked about, though, as coming into this league is, our matches are actually played at the SoFi Stadium in Palm Beach. And so we need to really, really, really lean in to the local community to make sure we're developing the fan base and following we need locally, because that's massively important. And that's the bedrock of a sports team. And as you talked about Midnight Golf, when we were thinking about this before we were bidding for the team, before we even had won it, that was on our short list of groups we wanted to connect with if we were fortunate enough to be able to win the bid. It fits kind of everything we would look for from helping Detroit's youth, mentoring and doing that through the game of golf. And so it really was a very natural alignment for us. And as we said at the gala last week, we're going to have two students intern for us as we start to build this team out, and also have donated some scholarships.
Well, I want to congratulate you both. I can't thank you enough. As we get toward starting to announce the players, we look forward to having you back. But congratulations. Unbelievable leadership both of you are providing this organization, and we look forward to chatting with you very soon. Thank you so much.
Amazing, Mark.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. You're always welcome here on WJR. We love the team. We love the PGA Tour, and we look forward to collaborating with you coming forward. So thanks. Michael and Peter Hamp.